You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What in the world is trending? I'll tell you one thing. Ellen DeGeneres has said, I quit. After all of that brouhaha over her being so mean to all of the people on her show, and we'll never know. I don't think we'll ever know if it's true or not. How can you know? Some people say she is. Some people say she isn't. Whatever. She made an announcement, though, during a recent show. Quote, this is the last time you're going to see me after my Netflix special. I'm done. End quote.
All right. See you later.
Someone else asked her if she would at least voice Dory from, you know, another Finding Nemo movie. And she said, no, I'm going bye-bye. Remember? So Ellen DeGeneres at age 66 is just hanging it up saying, I don't need this nonsense anymore.
That's okay.
She's gone. Tell you who else is out of a job. The coach of the men's U.S. national soccer team has been fired because we sucked so bad at this latest tournament. I still cannot figure out why the United States men cannot win at all. The U.S. women seem to have no problem. In fact, the women dominate and the guys just can't do it.
What the heck?
What is the, like,
I don't
somebody
know.
Needs to explain to me. Go next door to the sports station.
I'd rather not.
Or when Josh comes in, he's a sports guy, just say, like, what is the deal? And I don't want to hear any more about, well, these other countries, it's their national. Young men have been playing soccer in the United States, you know, like hardcore, for now 40 to 50 years. So it's not like we don't have generations of young men who have grown up doing nothing but playing soccer. We have 330 million people, and countries of like 2 million kick our arses all the time.
Well, we like to use our hands.
I guess so. I use my hands to apparently fold laundry incorrectly. There's a study that's out that made me laugh because they asked people, what chores have you been told you're doing wrong? And number one was folding laundry. I will never forget the day that Gretchen politely said, listen, when the kitchen towels come out of the dryer, just set them right here. Don't fold them anymore. Mm. I said, why? She goes, because you don't fold the towels properly. Now, that's just, to me, ridiculous. A towel fold is a towel fold. And what's funny is it's not just those kitchen towels, but I've watched the way we both fold, like, bath towels, like the big towels when you get out of a shower.
Sure.
We fold those completely different also. So, I don't know.
How did you guys end up together?
I don't know. Do you guys ever argue over laundry at all?
Yeah. I've talked before about our fold issue where I'm a double fold and she's a triple fold with the bath towels. And I'm just like, why? But she says they stack better when they're a triple fold.
That's interesting.
It's an unnecessary fold, in my opinion.
We don't even have to worry about it because, I mean, we have separate bathrooms. So she does her towels, I do my towels, and on we go through life. But they ask people, what are the chores you've been told you're doing wrong? Folding laundry was number one. Also on the list, at number four, loading the dishwasher. And my God, anytime we bring up chores, we get buried in text messages from people bitching about the other person in the house, how they load or unload the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
What's funny, though, is mowing the lawn came in the top 10 that I guess people have been told they're doing that wrong. What is that, Jeremy? Not getting the right lines?
Maybe the lines. Yeah, you're supposed to change directions every couple times that you do it. I don't know. I was kind of upset yesterday. Nicole posted some pictures from Reed's birthday day, and there's a picture of him standing out in our front yard in the lawn, and I had not mowed it in about a week. I'm like, why did you post that? The grass looks horrible. Take that one down. That's a direct reflection on me.
Oh, that's hilarious. You know, my lawn guy hasn't shown up in a while, and my lawn is getting pretty long, too. So, other things on the list, not important. The point is, people have their ways of doing some of this stuff, and they don't like the way other people do it. I love this. Another study is out about gratitude. I don't know how many of these studies we need to see before people get the message that this whole entitled attitude that people walk around with is killing them. This study suggests, and by the way, this study tracked something like 50,000 senior women. So they were tracking women only, 50,000 of them. And they found that the ones who scored the highest in tests on gratitude, who did their gratefuls, had a 9% lower risk of dying from any cause. So just across the board, it helps you live longer if you live a life of gratitude.
I am happy to be alive.
It can't be fake gratitude either. Your body knows if you're faking it.
All right, good to know.
Speaking of bodies, this made me laugh too. Bloomberg has got a big article out right now about how people are lately trying to find ways to, I guess you could just say, freeze their bodies when they die. The whole idea is that you freeze your body, and then in some distant future, they will have a cure for whatever killed you, and they'll unthaw you, or no, they will thaw you, and then kind of bring you back to life. But what people have talked about is like, well, if I do that, I'm going to wake up poor because I won't have my money will all be gone. So now they say there's a rush of people going to financial planners trying to figure out ways that they can not only freeze their head when they die, but to freeze their finances as well. The problem, Jeremy, is that some states have limits on how long you can do that. In a lot of states, it's 100 years. So you got to hope that they have some sort of solution for you within the next century. I'm not sure the human race is going to be here.
Yeah, we might not be. And what's that dollar going to be worth in 100 years, you know?
That's exactly right. So if you go out and let's say you freeze your assets at $250,000 a century from now, $250,000 might get you a loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Dozen eggs or something.
Yep.
They say the state with the longest amount of time that you can freeze your money is Florida. That makes sense, too. With Florida, you can freeze your assets for 1,000 years. That just makes me laugh. Huh. What else is trending?
Well, our sponsor, Efficient Comfort, purchase a new air conditioner now. Lord knows you're going to need it over the next few days. And then you can start paying for it when the kids go back to school. With flexible financing options, including 0%. Learn more, efficientcomfortco.com. It's an exciting day today. One, it's National Blueberry Muffin Day today. I love me a blueberry muffin. Blueberry muffins are my kryptonite. I'm not a big breakfast pastry person, but if I see a blueberry muffin, I make that muffin my biatch.
My stepdaughter made some homemade blueberry muffins a few days ago.
Oh, man, I'm going to come over and eat all of her muffins up. The second big thing regarding the date today, if you take a peek, it is 7-11, which means it is 7-11 day. Free Slurpee day! Da-da-da-da. You get to walk into a 7-11 and get a free small Slurpee today. No questions asked. Rewards members can also sign up to get another free Slurpee between tomorrow and July 31st, and then they're doing a contest where you can win free Slurpees for a year. Talking about freezing your assets, right? Hey-o,
hey!
Hey-o. So it's not the day where you can bring in any container. It's just the free small.
Right. I didn't know until this morning that they said in the history of Slurpees / Icees, which go back to like the 1950s, they've had more than 300 different flavors.
Are you kidding me?
It's what I read.
I don't believe it.
No. It's not a hill I'm going to die
on. I don't believe it.
I'll tell you that.
I feel like you're making that up. I feel like you just made that up. Let's do some crap on celebrities and movies and stuff. Everyone's pretty excited about the release of Gladiator 2 and Wicked coming out in November 22nd, because they get to add a cutesy name to it. Remember Barbenheimer last year? Mm-hmm. This year it's going to be Glicked. Gladiator and Wicked. That'll get you to the movies. Speaking of movies, where's my story here about Kevin Costner? So this part two of his Horizon American saga has been pulled from its release date of August 16th, basically because the first one that just came out is bombing. So the plan is to release it back into theaters, it sounds like, maybe the first one, and then into streaming services so more people kind of catch on about this movie, and hopefully the first or the second, the third, and the fourth do better. This whole series cost about $100 million to make, including $38 million of Costner's own money. And the first one, as it stands right now, has only made about $22 million over its first week and a half. Because I really haven't seen any big promotions for this. If it's supposed to be this huge four-piece saga, Crickets. I have not seen much about this at all. And again,
have you heard any reviews of the
I have no reviews on it. All I know is it's each part is like 3.5 hours long, and hells no, I'm not going to go sit in a theater for that long. So
that's a little bit of ego on Costner's part. I can make people
sit. It's a passion project. It's a passion project for sure. I mean, he had to mortgage his property and his houses and stuff to make this, but I don't want to go to the movie theaters as it is, and I'm not going to sit there for a 3.5 hour movie, you know, when I could pause it at home and go pee if I want.
This might be part of the problem. I just looked it up on Rotten Tomatoes. Its tomato meter score is 48%.
It's no good, huh?
That's
not good. Just wait till part 2, 3, and 4. That's when it really kicks in. Talking about movies, our buddy Jonathan, who's a listener who loves Star Wars, might want to put a bid on this. Princess Leia's gold bikini is hitting the auction block. Starting bid of $30,000, Jonathan. If you're listening, you might have to sell some of your action figures to get that. Some other things are coming up, other Star Wars movies, props, and Thor's hammer. Looks like Thor's hammer is going on the auction block, too, for $17,500. That's what they're looking to get out of it, so if you want that. Dom, you love documentaries. I bet you're going to dive into this one about Baywatch. Pun intended, or boob watch as we called it as young, horny teenage boys, you know, in the 90s. It's called After Baywatch, A Moment in the Sun. It is also a 4-part docuseries. It's going to be on Hulu with Baywatch insights from Carmen Electra, Alexandra Paul, and over 35 others who worked on the iconic series. You can watch that?
I recognize that it's an iconic show. I probably won't watch it. I did, and I want to publicly thank you for turning me onto the documentary about the Pez freak.
The Pez Outlaw. That's right, on Netflix.
I watched it last night. It was really interesting.
Good.
Thank you for that.
That's good, good. And here is a stupid criminal story that I got kind of a giggle out of this morning. A couple named Joe Boyette and Mary Sweat, the unfortunately named Mary Sweat, are facing charges for an X-rated stunt they recently pulled at a family restaurant in Georgia. They filmed themselves at a Mexican restaurant, and Joe used a funnel to drink a margarita out of Mary's butt crack. And I guess the funnel wasn't working too well, so they just essentially started pouring the drink down her backside into his mouth. And
okay.
I guess this happened 3 months ago, and nobody knew about it until Mary ratted herself out because somebody leaked the video online, and she reached out to the police and wanted them to arrest that person for posting the video, but instead, she and Joe got arrested for public indecency because of their butt crack margarita trick. I love the restaurants like, this is unacceptable. This is a family-friendly dining experience that we're striving for at this restaurant. Never have I ever, right? Even like on a spring break thing, I've never done anything like that.
Clickbait.
Make your way to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, with money being tight and everything being so expensive right now. Depression era desserts are popping on Instagram. You remember the Depression, Dom. It was a rough time for you. This one is called Water Pie that I posted this morning, and I guess TikTokers are loving it because it does not require milk or eggs to make it, which were things that were very expensive in the 1930s. Other things on there you can check out, vinegar pie, wacky cake, and tomato soup cake. If you're looking to cut costs and have some desserts, find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.